You want me to print out all of them?
Yes. It's difficult for me to choose like this. Print them all out, and then I'll choose which ones I want to send.
Okay. You're a good photographer. No, I'm serious. I mean, you didn't just take pictures for fun. You took them professionally.
It's love. If you have any pictures that would be useful to me, would you please print them out?
Okay, no problem, but I don't know your tastes. I mean, I don't know what kind of pictures you'd want me to print out for you.
Like these ones. From the city. The shrine. People. To remember you by.
You want to open up a gallery?
No, not a gallery. There are a few films I'd like you to transfer to a CD.
Okay. These ones?
Yes.
So, while it's being transferred, do you mind if we look through the rest of your pictures?
No, that's fine.
You took these on the shrine?
Yes, in the gardens. You can see the rest as well. He was a very good man. Interesting, too.
Sajjad! Sajjad!
What?
Your grandfather's fainted. Get us pills. Come quickly. Oh, hurry up!
Oh, sorry. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Sayed,
Mr. Habibi, what do we do? Oh, let's call an ambulance.
There's no need. He's better. His colour's come back. He was as white as chalk.
What happened?
Give him...
Wait a minute.
Grandfather.
Calm down. Give me the water. You brought his pill?
Pill, yes.
Grandfather.
Yes. Ah, yes, you're okay.
My son.
Hurry up.
Rosie, take this pill.
I don't want it, son. I don't need the pill. I'm fine.
Sayed, okay. Rosie.
Yes?
You fainted suddenly. Don't you think it's your heart?
No, my dear friend, it's not my heart. I felt dizzy and, well, the rest I can't remember. I fell and...
Sayed, you gave us a heart attack.
Oh, God forbid.
We're wasting time. Let's call a doctor right now.
Oh, I don't need a doctor. I'm perfectly
Grandfather,
fine.
Grandfather, you sure? I beg you, take the pill. You'll feel better.
Why should I take a pill for nothing?
Then I'm off to buy some cakes.
Cakes for what?
Well, Sayed Razzie's better. We have to celebrate.
Celebrate what? What are you talking about?
Jamal, go and buy some. Buy ones with cream in them, okay?
This Jamal is always looking for an excuse to buy cake. You're the best excuse right now.
Jamal hasn't started the main celebration yet. What happened to all those promises of yours?
Oh, my dear Razzie. That'll come in time. I promise. You won't miss it.
That tongue of his.
Let's go, Sajjad.
Okay, be careful. You don't feel dizzy anymore.
I'm so sorry. Yes, son, I'm better. I'm sorry.
Don't say that.
Jamal, I apologize to you.
Your
health is more important to us. Be careful.
Come, Sajjad, go, hurry.
Don't leave him alone.
No, I'll look after him.
Let's go, son.
Oh, I took the pill out. It'll go bad and we can't keep it. You have it?
Me take the pill.
Don't be shy. Take it.
You can't just take a pill. Oh, God.
Well, don't then. There's no need to shout. I'll take it.
Taking pictures with these cameras isn't difficult, son.
No, it is difficult. I'm serious.
How come?
You see, his pictures weren't the sort of tourists would take. They were unique. I think maybe he was a photographer or something. I didn't recognise him. Maybe you would.
Maybe.
Ah, oh, poor guy. I didn't get his pictures ready. He was at the shrine last night.
Yes, son. So many go there with cameras and wander around. Oh, I've grown old, son. I don't have the strength anymore.
We shouldn't do any heavy work anymore.
I didn't do any heavy work. What heavy work was I doing?
I'll go and pour you some tea, okay?
Thank you very much. Now, what would I do without you, Sajjad?
I think I'll go and check on Razzie in an hour, and if he's not better, I'll take him to the doctor's by force.
Yes, sir. Take him by force, yes.
You're going to burst eating like that.
What can I do? No one's eating any. I'll have to eat them. Or shall I leave them to go bad? And because Sayed Razzie fainted, it stressed me out. My blood pressure's dropped a bit.
Well, help yourself.
It's good poor Jamal buys cakes for special occasions. Otherwise, you'd go hungry.
I want a dry ass as well. I want to look good for the wedding, you know. I'm forced to eat now.
Yes. On the day of the wedding, your blood pressure will go through the roof and you'll be lying in the hospital bed. You get that?
At least say God forbid.
I hope Sayyid Razi will be better by then.
Well, he will be better. He will. Welcome, sir. Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm at your service.
Excuse me. I want a single bedroom.
Single? We've got one, right? Yes, we do have one. How long?
A night.
Only for a night?
Yes.
Please give me your ID.
I've been here before.
Oh, excuse me.
We've been here before.
Then you're an old customer.
In a way.
It's true, it's changed a bit, but I promise you, you'll enjoy yourself just as much as before.
I doubt it. So many things have changed.
Sir, please sign here and write down your phone number. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Here you are.
Thank you very much. Sorry, it's a bit sticky. Your room's 207. Where are your bags?
I haven't bought anything. Oh. This is all I have. If you can, look after these until I come back.
Oh, that won't be a problem, right?
No.
Thank you.
Sir, help yourself to some cake.
No, thank you. Goodbye.
Don't be shy, it's just cake. Sir, he's one of those moody ones. No patience at all, I promise you. I know the type.
How do you know?
I can figure out a traveller from 10 feet away. And I'll know if they're funny, kind, moody, all of that. Sir, I'll tell you right now, tonight he's going to start complaining. Why is my room like this? Why is this not working? All of that.
Fahid, don't talk behind people's backs when you don't even know them.
I'm not, but I promise you that is what's going to happen. You'll see.
What are you doing?
Sorry. Help yourself, sir.
I don't want
any. Don't be shy. Take
one. It's my hotel. Why should I be shy?
No, why should you?
It's rude in front of the customers.
This is the Haja Gabuzorg Street. And this is the Keshti Alley. It's a bazaar. You remember? Oh, and this is the Jamal souvenir shop. There are a lot of things in it. You see the silk prayer mats? Your grandmother had one just like that. I'm going to buy you one and take it to the shrine to bless it and send it to you. Oh, look. Crystal sugar. You remember whenever you got a stomachache, your mother would make you a hot drink with them. Oh, sinner son, I'm going to show you something. This is the hotel. You remember we came here together? It's changed a lot. Oh, a photography shop. This is a photography shop. There are lovely pictures inside. You see the rosaries? Oh, I forgot. Look at the rings. I remember you used to beg me to buy you one.
Was it 3x4 or a 6x4? Yes, yep. Can you tell me the code? 32. Yes, it's ready. You can come. Thank you. Goodbye. Grandfather, what are you doing?
What I do every day.
No, today's your day off. No work today.
Do I need a day off? I wasn't at the shop from morning till this afternoon. Now, consider that as my time.
No. That doesn't count.
Will you be so kind as to consider that my time off?
Don't argue. You have to rest.
Why rest, son? We have to get these done.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, I'm sorry I left the shop like that. Your pictures aren't ready yet.
That's okay. No problem.
Is he... That's my grandfather.
Hello.
Well. You're very welcome. How are you? Is everything okay, God willing?
I never thought I'd see you again. This morning I came to print out some pictures. You here?
Well, this is my shop, and Sajjad is... where is he? Sajjad's my grandchild.
Yes, I saw him. He was here when I came this morning. Someone came from the hotel and said his grandfather's not well. Were you unwell?
No. I mean, yes, a bit, but it's nothing important. Nothing important. I'm so happy to see you again. You said you won't be staying in Mashhad and that you're leaving.
I changed my mind.
Ah.
I remember us coming here a few years ago, to this hotel.
Then you're not alone?
I am, yes. This time I'm alone. Last night you didn't tell me you were a photographer.
Because I'm not a photographer there anymore.
I'm so glad I found you.
Thank you. I'm glad to see you too. Please come and take a seat. I'll go and bring you some tea.
Hi, Jamal. Hey. Oi, Sajjad, is that you? You okay? Could you come here for a minute? I wanted to ask you something. Come in. Thank you. The shop. Oh.
You've left him alone?
No, he's not alone. He has a guest. Is everything okay?
He's okay.
Yeah, everything's okay.
Thank God.
Jamal, you used to go to the shrine sometimes with grandfather, right?
Well, yes. I went a lot. Why?
Then you know.
Know what?
Then you don't know.
Know what?
That grandfather is...
Wait a minute. Don't tell me anything. I don't want to hear it.
Then you know.
Listen, I don't know anything. I don't even have the patience to hear it. If you know anything, don't tell me. Why are you telling me? I can't take it.
What can't you take, Jamal?
Well, I guess Sayed's been diagnosed with incurable disease then, hasn't he? Yes, his heart. He has to have a transplant, an operation.
No.
Then what's the matter?
No, my friend. Actually, grandfather's fine. He's healthy. No problems at all.
He's fine?
No.
You're not lying to me?
No, I'm not.
No ailments?
No.
For sure?
Yes.
You killed me, boy.
No, for a while now, when grandfather goes to the shrine...
Yes?
Nothing. What I want to say is, did you know grandfather's a volunteer?
Volunteer? At the shrine?
Yes.
No, I didn't know. But I swear, I'm not shocked at all. Say it's that kind of guy. Who else could do it, hmm?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, do you think that anybody else knows? You know, I thought I was the only one who didn't.
No. I doubt anyone else would know. But well done, old man. Well done. You're the man.
But I think, Jamal, don't tell anyone.
Are you kidding? Why would I? Sayed doesn't do things for nothing. And if he hasn't told us, then he has a reason not to. But well done, old man. Well done. Tell me, how did you find out?
Me? By accident.
By accident? Listen, Sajjad.
Yeah?
Your grandfather's a real man. If Sayed wasn't here, I wouldn't be here. In this shop. In this area. My marriage wouldn't have happened so easily. If Sayed wasn't around, many things wouldn't happen for many people. Good things. Sayed is always the reason for good things. Well done. Well done, old man.
Jamal, I told you, grandfather's all right.
And I didn't say that he wasn't. I just told you so you'd know what kind of man your grandfather is. Now you know, right?
Yes, I know. Thank you for reminding me. Excuse me.
Come in and have some tea.
No, thank you. I'll go and take a turn in the bazaar and back.
Sajjad.
Yeah?
Look after him.
I am.
Sir Jad.
Yes.
Don't forget.
I won't.
Sir Jad.
Yes. Nothing.
Go.
Excuse me.
I don't know why in all these years it never occurred to me to open a photography shop.
And I don't know why it never occurred to me to become an engineer. Don't you want to take a picture?
Of what?
Of you. Take a picture. Sit down, and I'll take a picture of you. To remember you by.
Yes, yes. Why not?
So go and sit down. Go and sit. You think I'd just let you look at my camera for nothing? You have to take a picture.
Said Rossi, how long have you been doing this?
About 45 years, my friend. Turn your head a bit.
45 years?
Yes, my friend. Straighten your neck a little bit.
Is it possible for it to take that long?
Why can't it? This way a bit. Move your legs this way.
You had contacts? Because even if you're the government's employee, after 30 years, they'll retire you.
A photographer, well, doesn't retire. I'll be busy working here while I still have my sight. Look over
here. Sayed Razi, I'm not talking about photography.
Mm?
The shrine. How long have you been a servant there?
Oh, the shrine. It's been about 2 years now.
How is it?
What do you mean?
It's great. It's a good job. 45 years. It's the best job in your life, right?
You mean photography or being a servant? Which one are you talking about?
I mean photography. Someone who goes on with something. For 45 years, must be happy with their job.
Then you're not taking a picture.
I will take a picture.
Nada, working over there isn't a job. You don't work there. I haven't gone there to get a job. Nobody goes there to get paid, to get benefits, or to retire.
Which one's the best? Which one gives you a better feeling in life? Last night in the shrine? Or today, in this room, behind this camera?
Well, what can I say? You can't compare the two.
You can. You can. Thank you. Thank you.
What happened?
Son, I've got a few pictures which I think might remind you of some things. Might remind you. I don't think so.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I interrupting you?
No.
Our work's half done. I came to ask the size of the pictures. I guess you might be here.
Yes, it's half done. How old are you?
22.
Do you want to leave here? Do you want to go abroad?
No. Truth is, I like it here.
My son's gone. I'm scared he might forget everything.
You're taking the pictures for him?
I'm afraid he might forget this place. Forget his city. The people. It was possible. I'd tell you to print them as big as possible. When I take them to him. But it's impossible.
When I was coming here from Tehran, well, it was like migrating. My father didn't want me to come. He misses me.
Why don't you listen to your father?
Did you always listen to your father?
Is your grandfather in his shop?
Yes. He said you suddenly left the shop, but he's waiting for you.
Your grandfather is a very kind man.
Didn't tell me the size again.
Yes, 30 years ago when I opened this shop, the bazaar wasn't crowded at all. Sajjad, son, put it on the table and go back to work.
Yes, okay.
If you're not going to disappear, well, then let's go and sit down. Have some tea and chat. Sit down, my friend.
Thank you. Sayyid Razi, when you go to the shrine, don't you take your camera sometimes to take pictures?
No, Nadir. When I go there, I'm not a photographer anymore.
In the hotel, I found out everyone's worried about you. Your presence is very important to everyone.
They're too kind.
It was the same in the shrine last night as well. I wanted to talk to someone, with someone wearing the servant's uniform. At first, I wanted to take pictures and send them to Sinha. Sayyid Razi, I really felt down last night. I really wanted to talk to someone. Whoever I asked named you. I thought I had to look around and find you.
I guess the rest didn't have time to talk. Otherwise, there are much better people to talk to than me.
Sayyid Razi, will you put in a good word for me?
To who?
Who's the manager there? Whoever the manager is. I want to be a servant.
You've decided to become a servant overnight?
Yes, it's a good thing to do. And I have to do it. Everybody knows you. Put in a good word for me so I can serve. Sayyid Razi, a shrine that big. All those servants there. I could be one of them.
It's not that easy, my friend. People wait for years for their turn, you know. There's a system, an order to it. It's not up to me or anyone else. And, more importantly, the owner has to want your turn to come.
Why shouldn't he want it, Sayyid Razi? I'm a good man. I live righteously my whole life. I've taught other people's children. I've taught university students. Why shouldn't he accept me? I'm a good man.
Nobody's saying you're not. Of course you're a good man. Deciding to do such a thing is proof of that.
Sayyid Razi, I have to do this. This is the only thing I can do now. Whatever I've worked for till now was meaningless. Even the most important things I've done were meaningless. Have to do this.
God willing, whatever happens will bring you fulfillment. And I'll do whatever I can to help you. Yes, my friend.
Sayyid Razi, how did you keep your grandchild with you? Your interests, your work. What did you do?
I didn't do anything, really. He loved it, you see. When he was around 6 or 7, whenever he held a camera, he would start taking pictures. No one planned for him to come to Mashhad or study photography. I didn't know all that. Or to come here and work in this shop with me. It was all so sudden. It just happened.
He's a good boy. May God keep him safe.
Nadir, when you were at the shrine last night, I saw distress in your eyes. Don't say no. Don't say no. I'm a photographer. My eyes are sharp. I saw unease, worry, and agitation in your eyes. I even saw it in this decision you've just made to become a servant. I suggest you go on a pilgrimage. Spend some time alone. Pray. You might find peace. And when you've found it, make your decision then.
I've been agitated and lost for 9 years, 7 months, and 23 days. Since my son Sinha, left Iran. I'm lost. I thought this feeling would end. But it won't. Sayed Razik, help me come and work there.
You don't work.
I know. I'm sorry. You said that last night as well. It's not work. It's love, a service. Well, I've been teaching children with love my whole life. Help me go there. I know how to work.
But it's not up to me, my friend. But okay, I will. I'll do whatever is in my power. This is my uniform. You know what it is for?
Yes, I know.
It's been about 2 years. Before you came. So many people in this city pray to go to the shrine and become servants. Thank God, my turn came. I don't know why I didn't tell you. Not that I didn't want to. It never happened. It never came up. Or maybe... maybe I wanted it to stay between me and its owner.
How did you resist all these years taking a picture with it?
With this uniform?
Will you allow me to? To take a picture of you?
No, son, no. No. This picture has to be taken somewhere else. Someone else should see this picture. Yes.
Oh, grandfather, I love you.
My son, you see, now this is exactly why I didn't tell you for all this fuss.
Hey, Razi. So, John...
it's Nada.
Yes, go. I'll be right with you.
Okay.
Go.
Hello.
Hello, Sir John.
How are you?
I'm fine. Is Razi in?
Yes, he is. If you wait a minute, he'll be right with you.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Sir John.
You're welcome. Your pictures have really turned out well.
Yes.
I didn't know you were such a good photographer, Nada.
You're too kind, Sayed Razi. I'm just trying to get your approval.
But you didn't take a picture here, did you?
Huh? I know, I haven't forgotten. I've come here to take a lot of pictures. To send to Sinha. So he doesn't forget some things. And I should take a picture here. So I won't forget certain things. Sajjad, have you made a copy of the films?
Yes, they're being transferred right now. When they're ready, I'll give them to you.
Thank you very much. You know what, Sayed Razi? Most important incident in my life was the birth of Sinha. My most important job in life was bringing him up. My biggest wish in life was to see Sinha succeed. When he said he wanted to leave Iran, I must confess that I made excuses to stop him from going. You see, he wanted to leave. He wanted to study. I was afraid I might be stopping him from achieving his goals. I waited a long time for him to return. But some time ago, he called to say he wouldn't be coming back. He's made a life for himself there. So, with this camera... I've been going to places that we've been to together. The house where he was born. The schools. Where we went on holidays.
whatever came to my mind. I filmed, I took pictures. Said Razzy, I'm scared. I'm afraid. I'm afraid he'll forget me.
No, don't be scared, my friend. He won't forget you. Because you're a good man, a good father, you were kind to him. No, my friend, he won't forget you.
Thank you. It's as if I haven't done a thing with my life. With this, I mean, being a servant, I can do anything.
May your prayers be answered. Tonight I'll come with you to the shrine. Tonight's the time for service. The time for love.
Thank you.
A year and 10 months, I've been his guest. His guest. And his traveler's guest, the devotees. Once someone told me, if you can see beauty in everything, then you'll be a photographer. When I wear this uniform and go there, sometimes I wish I could fit a little bit, just the tiniest bit of that beauty, into a frame. When you wear this uniform, it doesn't matter who you are. It makes no difference. A minister, a lawyer, a teacher, a villager, or an urbanite. Because this uniform symbolizes love. Love first and last. You can do anything with love. You'll organize shoes, push wheelchairs, and distribute prayer stones. Yes, God rest my father's soul. He used to say, love has honor. Yes. I hope this uniform and this love dresses us with good health. And all of you, too. Amen, O Lord of the world.
پشت همین پنجره تنهام بذار، میخوام پر از نم نم بارون بشم، جایی میونه بودن و نبودن، میخوام تو این خاطر مهمون بشم، کبوتر مسافرم میگردم تو این گذر، دنبال خاطراتم، اینجا پر از حال و هوای عشق، هر جا بری مثل سایه بهاتم، جوانیامون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن، یه عمریه عقربه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن، جوانیامون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن، یه عمریه عقربه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن، من تو خودم گم شده بودم اما من اومدم راه و نشونم بدی، تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه، من اومدم تا تو امونم بدی، تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه.